Hey, I'm Jeffrey Reed, one of the directors of the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to our Lifeway Kids podcast. We love being able to talk to experts in the area of kids ministry, both those on our team and those around the country. In 2014, we had some amazing guests at our kids ministry conference, and we wanted to share their wisdom with you in the hopes that it might help you better reach kids and families for Christ. So here's an excerpt from one of our video casts done on the floor of the conference center in 2014.
Reed. I'm at the Lifeway Kids Ministry Conference here in Nashville. I'm with Bruce Raley, who is multifaceted. He works at Lifeway. Bruce leads a team of leaders, a network of leaders, really, all over the country. And then those leaders work with thousands of churches that have many, multiple leaders in them with multiple issues. And there's comes across strong leaders, weak leaders, but you have a lot of experience. You're also a great communicator. And so I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Now, I know you don't work with children's ministry specifically, but all of your network of leaders, they're in the churches and they're leading, they're talking to children's pastors and student pastors. And when it comes to leadership, and leadership is leadership, whether it's preschool space or kids space or student or adults. And so I think Bruce's expertise can really help us out in the kids ministry. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions that someone might trigger a response in them to maybe change how they do ministry or change how they lead. And so, by the way, thank you for being here. And the question I think that is going to elicit the greatest response is, what are some blind spots? And that's the problem with blind spots is you don't know they're there. So as you bring them up, hopefully there's some emotive responses and leaders out there. What are some blind spots that most people in ministry have when it comes to leadership?
Well, that's a great question. And as you said, a lot of times as leaders, we don't realize we have blind spots. And as a leader, particularly a church leader, doesn't matter what position we're in, we should be lifelong learners. We've never arrived. You know, when you think about this, Jeffrey, in our society today and in the American culture particularly, think of all the occupations that continuing education is actually required. I mean, by law, you're a school teacher. You have to have X amount of continuing education credits. If you're a pharmacist, if you're in the medical field, if you're an accountant, I mean, by law, you have to have that. And to think about those of us in church ministry, we're leading, particularly the Bible teaching ministries of the church, where we're seeing kids or students or adults engaged in the Bible on a weekly basis. How important it is for us to always be that continuing learner. And I think the question is, what is it that we don't know? I think that's the blind spot oftentimes. And yet, what I've discovered is that, you know, one of the most important things I can do is to say, this is what I don't know, is to know what we don't know, if that makes any sense whatsoever. And that's where we need to shore up our education, our ministries, and things of that nature. And so I think one of the blind spots that we have is sometimes we can get into a system, I won't say a rut necessarily, but we can get into an ongoing ministry. Things go well. We see growth take place, and we see leaders developed, and we see things happening, and we can get stuck in that, into that mode, that system, in such a way that we can actually, after a while, look and say, it's not really happening the way I think it should happen or it should have happened. And so to know what we don't know,
The assumption that it worked at one point or it's working now, that it we're just going to keep doing that, that it's always worked.
The second, I served in church ministry for 25 years on a full-time basis. I still do on interims and as a church planter right now. But it is such a fight not to work in silos. I don't know. It's just natural, you know, that the childhood person is over here doing their thing, and the student person is doing their thing, and the adult person, the pastor, the women's ministry, and everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And if we're not careful, we can really be blind to the overall ministry of the church. And if we think about the childhood ministry, from even from birth through fifth grade or sixth grade through those preschool and those elementary age years, how does that fit into the overall ministry of the church? How does the ministry that we're doing impact the young adult ministry of the church? Are we preparing the children to move into the student ministry? Is there a tie right there? And so one of our blind spots, I believe, if we're not careful, is that we really don't see how our ministry fits into the overall ministry that we're trying to accomplish, which is ultimately making disciples.
There are multiple blind spots, and we could spend hours sure. talking about them. What are a few things that a kid men leader could do to help them see their blind spots and to work through them? What are just some basic principles they could follow to help them alleviate?
Well, you would expect this answer, and it's the Jesus answer for sure. But and yet we go back to it time and time again. One is to make sure we have that ongoing personal relationship with God. Is that I call it my God and me time. Is that every minister, every person, if we're not in the Word of God on a daily basis, we're going to find that we're not being effective in our ministries. Secondly, is we need each other. You know, in children's ministry, people that aren't in children's ministry don't really even understand children's
ministry. They don't get us. They think we're crazy. They
really don't. But when you can sit down and you can talk to a person who speaks the same language and to be able to share some of the challenges, to share some of the successes, to learn from each other. So a network, I think, is essential
almost
for
like
us.
Like a community of practice and accountability with right. other kidmen leaders.
And, yeah. you know, what I recommend is, yeah, there are some established networks out there. There's some organizations you can be a part of, and they should. But why not create your own? Why not invite just leaders from other churches in your community or surrounding areas to get together? And if it's nothing more than having a lunch together once a month, once a quarter, sitting around a table, just having an open roundtable discussion, what's happening in your church, what's happening in your ministry, what are you finding successful, what are the challenges? You can learn so much from each other.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Jeffrey Reed with the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, hoping that God will use you in ways bigger than you can imagine to reach more kids and families than you ever thought possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. Take care.